Okay, this is another in the series of the Michigan Supreme Court Historical Society tapes. And today we continue with Justice Dennis W. Archer sitting in his office on August 29th in Detroit, and with him is Roger Lane, and we're going to try to pick up from where we left off in the earlier taping. Justice Archer, we have been talking about the situation that the Supreme Court found itself in during your tenure with respect to the state bar, you being the first former president of the state bar to sit on the Supreme Court. And there have been considerable discussion about various individual issues affecting the interests of the bar, where the Supreme Court felt it necessary to review what was being done, budget matters, IOLTA, and all that. One thing that we did not get to, and I would like to have you comment on today, give your judgment as to what the Keller decision is going to mean in this context, and whether it's going to cause further activity on the Supreme Court following on to what we talked about before, or whether it's of little consequence, or whether it's going to fracture the bar, or what it's going to do.
Well, I'm not sure if I am the first state bar president to become a member of the Michigan Supreme Court. That may very well likely be true.
Well, I think it is.
However, having said that, let me suggest that the Keller decision that came out of the United States Supreme Court, by virtue of a lawsuit that was filed in the California court, state courts, relating to the expenditure of funds by the California State Bar Association, wound up in the United States Supreme Court, and the United States Supreme Court indicated or made certain rulings as to how mandatory dues could be spent. Since it was in the United States Supreme Court, it became applicable to the states. And our State Bar of Michigan, through President Robert Webster, President-elect Jim Robinson, and Executive Director Michael Frank, came to the Michigan Supreme Court and recommended a course of action be taken regarding dues and the amount of money that would be allocated for lobbying efforts that would give members of the bar an opportunity, should they choose, to opt out and send the money to the Michigan Bar Foundation, rather than to spend the money for dues that would be used for lobbying. They did that on their own motion, if you will, rather than to wait to be sued or wait to be challenged by Alan Falk, who had previously sued the bar and had the matter before the Michigan Supreme Court on its use of mandatory dues, which resulted in an opt-out provision with the for lobbying efforts only. And if a member did not want to have the dollar spent on mandatory on lobbying efforts, it would then be sent to the Michigan Bar Foundation. There was not an opportunity to get your money back. You had to pay the full amount of dues. The other things that Alan Falk challenged in his lawsuit were the activities by the Young Lawyers Division and other activities by the sections and divisions of the State Bar of Michigan, all of which the Michigan Supreme Court found to be within reason. And the only relief that was given went toward mandatory dues, toward lobbying. With the Keller decision, the State Bar of Michigan came back, as I indicated before, and indicated that consistent with the decision by the United States Supreme Court, that members ought to be given now an opportunity to keep the money rather than just to divert it to the Michigan Bar Foundation, so that members would have three choices initially. The three choices would be pay the entire dues, pay the mandatory, pay the entire dues, pay the difference or the amount that would be used towards lobbying to the Michigan Bar Foundation, or keep the money and send in the difference to the Bar Association. And in the meantime, the Bar Association was going to be hard at work at determining what other expenditures that the bar makes that might come within the Keller decision. They would identify them, quantify the dollar amount by way of expenditures, and then come back to the Bar Association with a more complete Keller exclusion that would be included along with the mandatory use of dues towards lobbying, and a larger amount could therefore be either diverted to the Michigan Bar Foundation, not paid at all, or pay the total amount. And that will, and that is what was done. That takes care of the Keller decision, I think.